98 WBG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B, man. It's that Jacquees You. 821, 21 minutes after 8 o'clock. High today is going to be right near 74 degrees. 53 degrees right now here in Charlotte, America. Sunshine shining through. And of course, we're talking about love in the Madhouse, our official love show. Love Speaks Out, brand new program here in Mecklenburg County. Myself, Ms. Jessica, part of the program. Geared toward teens. If you got a teen out here and want them to join the program, make sure you hit their Instagram up at LSO Squad, at LSO Squad.
Yeah, they're making sure that our teens are experiencing healthy relationships. So here are some stats that parents, I want you to hear. 1 in 3 adolescents in the U.S. is a victim of abuse from a dating partner. 1 in 3. 1 in 5 females and 1 in 14 males of stalking victims cited experiencing stalking between the ages of 11 and 17. Mm. Like, we got stalkers out here at 11 years old.
Are they boys?
That's crazy. It's crazy.
How can you be a stalker at 11?
Yeah, you can be a stalker at 11.
Hello? It's here.
I'm asking. I'm
social media.
Yeah.
Social media. One in four teens in a relationship reported being called names, harassed, or demeaned by their partner via cell phone or texting. Mm. 1 in 4 teens. That's a form of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
That's a form of abuse. And you don't think about exactly how powerful your phone is. A lot of kids are walking around with phones. How powerful the phone is in being a tool of abuse in a relationship. Mm-hmm.
Snapchat Maps.
Yeah.
Your partner sees where your location is all the time. That's new.
Yeah, and it's funny because I heard one of my sons talking on the phone to one of his friends about it. He was talking about, you know, his friend had was following a girl on Snap, and he had snapped and she didn't snap him back. And he was like, "Well, I see on Snapchat, she over there, she on here, but why she ain't hitting me back?" So it's just crazy how they use the social media too.
And you know, so we have Miss Promise here. She is a 12th grader at Myers Park. I asked her what did her parents tell her about relationships, and she said they really didn't.
Yeah, not really.
They really didn't have that conversation with her. And I was thinking back to when I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. I don't really remember my parents really having the conversation about relationships with me. So parents, get on the phone, 570-WPG. We want to know, are you having the conversations with your teens about relationships? If not, why? Mm-hmm. And are you including social media and technology in that conversation about having a healthy relationship?
Promise. So what do you wish you knew about relationships that you don't know or that you didn't learn from your parents?
Well, I wish I kind of knew that, like, for one, like, what exactly a healthy relationship means, just because, like, a lot of kids, like, the first relationship they see is going to be on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily always a healthy relationship. Like, you don't always get to see those. And also just kind of how, like, relationships are going to be like, there's no like textbook relationship. There's no in this relationship this and this is going to happen, just because everyone's different, and like everyone, like you have to learn how to compromise with each other. And I feel like that doesn't just go for like romantic relationships, but just like any kind of relationship, that like compromise is like a thing that like you have to learn how to put your pride to the side.
Mm-hmm.
When Promise said that our parents didn't have that conversation, like I said, it made me think back to the fact that I don't really feel like my parents had the conversation with me. And it made me think, we have teenagers out here that are navigating the world of relationships by themselves. And that's a little hard to do. Yeah. Especially with technology.
I think for parents, they talk retrospective, meaning like after your teen gets into a relationship, you then talk to your teen as you see them go through things. Because, you know, for the most part, I got mostly boys. So, you know, boys go through relationships differently than females go through relationships. So you kind of talk to them. I think as a parent, a lot of parents probably talk, like I said, retrospectively.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I look at it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I talked to my son about it when he was 12. First day I smelled
DJ
cologne,
Shark, by the way.
I said, don't you come in here with no babies. And that was our talk.
Really? That was it?
Don't you come in here with no babies.
I had it.
Okay, let me ask you this. You say, that's what you said to him. Do you feel like you should have said more to him?
As I got older, yeah, but...
Why didn't you say more?
You know what? Because
men don't talk that much.
You know what? Honestly, Jessica, I think what it is for me and DJ Shark, we were young fathers. So, you know, being a young father, sometimes you don't necessarily know how to have a conversation. Mm-hmm. We were fathers at a very young age. So, you know, we had kids when we were kids. Teenagers. Mm-hmm. So when we were kids, so we kind of navigate the world ourselves, you know.
I had a very in-depth conversation with my girls. About their body parts, about sex, about all of that. And it was, the youngest one is 6. Mm-hmm. And I sat all three of them down at the same time and I talked to them. Now, how they received it, I have to have the conversation with them again because there's no telling how they received it. But I just want them to know that this could happen, that could happen. These are consequences.
What'd you say?
If this goes on. Because you never know. Somebody might be sitting at a McDonald's waiting on.
Did you include social media in your conversation?
All of it. Yeah. I included everything. Yeah. YouTube, all of that stuff.
Burka. I think you can have conversations with kids. You just use different language. Like, mm-hmm. you know, people mm-hmm. can't touch you in these places. Right. Like, it's not like it has to be like sexual. Just
right. You know, right. Right.
Hey, Bourbon.
Huh?
You had a two-parent household, eh?
Yeah.
All right.
1 p.m. and 4 p.m. with Power 98.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for the new hip-hop and R&B is Notable Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Special edition of the Madhouse today. Love Speaks Out, brand new program here in the Queen City. We talking about teenage love. That's right, that teenage love. Follow them on Instagram. Sign your teens up at LSO Squad on Instagram. That's right, LSO, LSO Squad on Instagram. And we're talking about parents right now.
Yeah, we're talking to our parents, asking you all, are you having the conversation with your kids, not just about sex, but how to have healthy relationships? And during that conversation, are you including social media? That's what we're talking about.
Papa Daddy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, No Easy. Hey, this Money Mike. Tell Jessica I apologize for yesterday.
Good morning, Money Mike. It's a new day.
Good morning, Mike. It's a new day.
Hey, I got a lot of girls, man. I talk to them all the time. Just to make a long story short, I tell them, you know, relationships and sex, it's a natural thing, so don't be afraid of it and to explore. Mm-hmm. And I told them, don't put anything degrading on the internet as far as photos or anything like that of yourself, because it's on there for life. Mm-hmm. And third, I just tell them, you know, don't get pregnant. I say, you know, don't get pregnant. Be responsible because 1 + 1 = 3.
How old were your girls when you started having that conversation with them? The youngest
right,
one.
Right when they got their periods. Like, I think it was 12, and right when I knew they were starting to get interested in boys. Well, the boys always been chasing my girls. They've been chasing them since they were 5 years old.
Wow.
So
you got a shotgun, sir?
So you have any conversations about like, oh, maybe this guy that is trying to date my daughter is being too aggressive or too controlling or anything like that?
I'm there in their lives, so I get to meet most of the guys, and for the most part, if they can't look me in the eye and if they feel real intimidated by me, then they don't last long anyway. So. I'm always there, and I let my daughters know I'm here to protect them.
Yeah.
So if anything go down like that, they know I got their back. So,
is it an ongoing conversation that you're having with your girls about healthy relationships, or is it just like a one and done?
No. Every time I get a chance to sit down with them, first thing I say, you know, don't get pregnant. Don't get pregnant. Because, you know, they want to get on birth control and all that, and my wife, she's all for it. You know, it's natural.
Yeah.
They're going to do what they're going to do.
Yeah,
they're
no,
gonna do
no
what
doubt.
They're going to do anyway.
And how old are your girls, Money Mike?
All right, right now, I got a 14-year-old, but she's in early college, so she's around adult. And I got a 17-year-old getting ready to turn 18. And they taller than me, and they stack, you know. They stack, so...
Okay. Well, keep up the good work, big dog.
Yeah.
I'm going to try.
That's all you can do, brother. That's all we can do is try. Good morning.
I do. My kids are actually a little young right now, but when I was young, I didn't really have the conversation with my parents, and I plan on definitely including my children and, like, informing them of everything because I messed up and I was stalked at a young age, and it was life-changing. I'm very private. I'm going to be sure definitely to include all the information that they need. I'm wanting to be open about it. That way they don't feel like they have to hide it. That way, hopefully, my kids will never have to experience what I experienced.
That's what's up. Thank you for your call this morning and appreciate you calling. But she said she was stalked at a very early age. So.
Yes. Like I said, 1 in 5 females and 1 in 14 males of stalking victims cited experience stalking between 11 and 17 years old. It's crazy to think that we have 11-year-olds that are out here stalking folks or being stalked. Like,
that's crazy.
That's it. But it happens because we think riding down the car and looking and seeing somebody hiding behind a wall looking at you.
Mm.
That isn't the stalking that is taking place today. Can y'all speak to like what is the stalking that they're talking about?
Yeah, I think it's more like they meet, they have had conversations, and that one person just becomes obsessed with the other person. I think it's more of a, I really like this person, I just want to see them all the time. I think it's more like trying to get with them or something like that.
Right, and it's just the use of social media. Since we are such a sociable generation, everybody's checking in to where they are, so it's easy for people to show up and find out where you are. And then it's also, since we all have mobile devices attached to us at all times, it's the text messages of where are you, call me back now, where are you, let me know, what are you doing, why are you not answering? And that's a form of stalking as well.
And for a lot of teens, they think, oh, no, he really loves me or she really loves me because they always want to know where I am and they're always talking to me.
Promise, is that what y'all think, Promise, when that happens?
Like thinking what?
He loves me.
They're giving you the attention that you want.
Oh, if no, they always checking
that's a
it.
Different kind of energy.
Okay. Like,
yeah.
So what do you think when the guy always wants to know where you at, what you're doing? And
are you comfortable with that?
No, not really. It's one thing if it's just like, hey, like, how are you? Like have an actual conversation. That's
right.
Like one kind of attention.
Right.
But when they're like really possessive and controlling, and it's like, oh, like, where are you? Like, what are you doing? Who are you with? That's kind of that's not okay. I mean,
so and the whole phone thing, are y'all checking phones? Like, what's going on with the phone checking?
I can't like speak for everyone, but I know at least like for like me personally, like I don't feel the need to like check my partner's phone just because I feel like if we're in a relationship, then I trust you. If I don't trust you, then I shouldn't be in a relationship with you, period, point blank. But
so you ain't never taken nobody's phone?
Phone's on lockdown.
No, not like Larry's, not no.
Larry,
I've never
your phone
like
on lockdown?
I've never like
my phone stays locked so nobody don't steal it.
I've never like grabbed someone's phone and been like, oh yeah, like I'm gonna.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Through with the intention of like trying to bust them or something, that's like you're looking for trouble. With me, it's more like I get bored really easily. I don't have games on my phone.
I got
you. I'll play like games on someone else's phone just because it's like.
And then you look through it.
No, I don't really like. I might like go to like the gallery just because it's like, oh, like you probably have ugly pictures. Like, let me see. But like, I don't really. Yeah, I don't really feel the need to look through someone else's phone because I have my own phone.
Let me ask you this. If some of your close friends, if you were in a relationship and some of your close friends gave you information, they were in your ear about your boyfriend potentially having some stuff in his phone, do you then go through his phone? How do you deal with that situation?
I confront him about it. Like, like upfront, like, because I feel like communication is the most important thing in a relationship. So it's like, if I, because like he shade, like somebody could just not like my boyfriend and want me to break up with him because friends are petty. Friends are very petty.
Right.
So it's like, if I hear something like that, I'm going to confront him and be like, hey, like, I heard this. Is this true? And if he tells me no, like, even if he's lying, it's like, it would suck if he was lying. But as his girlfriend, if I have no proof to, I'm not going to go through your phone.
Right.
But if I have no proof to prove that you're lying to me or whatever, I have no choice but to trust you. And if I find out that you're lying, then yeah, it sucks. It'll hurt. But that's just life.
Right. Okay.
Now,
so. Oh, I was gonna ask. I'm still on the phone thing.
Look, so do you have to check somebody's phone? I have my own phone.
What you checking for? So do you ever feel like
I am checking the phone? If one of my friends come to me and tell me that the guy that I'm dating has something in his phone, first of all, I trust my friends. And first that's healthy.
Before your man?
And that's the health?
Yes,
and that's healthy?
Absolutely.
Hold it. First of all, back up off Gia. Let her answer the question.
Go ahead, Gia.
The daughter's checking the phone, but the team not. Go ahead.
I am checking the phone if my friends come and tell me something. Because one, I trust my friends because they were probably there before he was.
Oh,
and
man.
Then I'm going to check his phone.
But you have to ask yourself.
Alex.
Am I checking out of my own insecurity, or did your friend actually tell you? And is there actually something going? Because a lot of times people's minds just go off, and they're just like, "Oh, they must be cheating."
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you, Alex: is that healthy for you checking your partner's phone? Because Gia's a part of the LSO squad.
My phone is on lockdown.
I'm asking you a question: is that healthy if you checking your partner's phone?
No, I would say no.
Gia, you.
It's not normal practices. And I would say, if a woman feels like she has to do it, or a teen has to do it on a consistent basis, then that's not the right person for you. If you have intuition or a reason, sometimes your partner should allow. Now, I'm not going to mandate, like, give me your phone.
How you going to check it then if you don't mandate?
I'm going to say,
wait till they go to sleep.
Babe, I need to check your phone.
And then if you say no, then what?
I'm going to say, well, Tasha told me this, and I need to confirm.
And then he still say no, then
I'm
what?
I'm going to say it's over. The only hip-hop
morning show is No Limit Lyric. Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, Matt Kodak, Black Travis Scott, Offset, ZZ. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we're going to let you secure that bag. You know what today's show is, man, based on love and teen and dating and healthy relationships. Brand new program called Love Speaks out here in Mecklenburg County. You can join the squad at LSO Squad. Have your teens sign up, and they got a whole bunch of information that you can find out about. LSO Squad on Instagram. We got Alex in the building, we got G in the building, and we also have our teen dating consultant today, Miss Promise. She's in the building with us as well. And we left off, we was talking about parents talking to their teens about relationships.
Mm-hmm. Wondering if you all are having the conversation, when you do have the conversation, are you including social media and how that can impact healthy relationships? And if you aren't having the conversation, why aren't you having the conversation?
Good morning.
All right, well, I'm 38 first. Okay, I kind of have to give the age just so I can lay the groundwork. I have a 16-year-old and I have a 17-year-old. And the conversation I had with them really was just straight up, like, to just give them real world knowledge. And it really just boiled down to, this is what will happen if you do this. Like, if you have sex and you have unprotected sex, you got STDs involved, and those are consequences that you'll have to deal with. If you have a child on me, you're an adult now. So that means you're going to take care of that child. I'm not about to raise two kids. So that's how I kind of tackled it. I know it seems a little harsh, but I felt like the reality of the situation kind of hits a little bit more home for teenagers. Because when you sit there and tell them, don't do this and don't do that, they don't hear you. But tell them they're going to be out on the streets. They'll start listening.
That conversation hit a little harder when you're going to be out on the streets. It's a little harder when you tell them that. It's a little bit harder. Good morning.
Now, listen, this is a good topic that you guys are actually having for these youth out here. Because my parents didn't necessarily have a conversation with me about certain things that I need to look out for. And now that I'm older, and I have a teenage daughter. You know, I try to go through certain things with her, but I think if my daughter was, you know, stays with her dad, I think she's going to have a chance in life, because these things that men tell you is really unnecessary. And stalking do start at a young age. You know, these men look for young girls, you know. You got to be really careful out here and talk to your kids.
Thank you for your comment this morning, Miss New York. Appreciate it. Good morning.
Okay. I hold the parents responsible for knowing, for telling their kids and knowing the relationship that they should be in, because everything starts from home first. I was in an unhealthy relationship, and I have kids now, and I tell them what they should and what they shouldn't do in a relationship, because I grew up in a home that was unhealthy with an unhealthy relationship. So when I had kids, I always said that I would tell my kids, you know, about what relationship and what you should be in, what they shouldn't be doing. And it's a lot different from when we were growing up, because we have social media. And social media is just terrible relationships and kids, because that's where they relationship begin at, to me.
All right. Love Speaks Out. Make sure y'all join them on the IG LSO Squad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's another.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
That for you. Women between the ages of 16 to 24 experience the highest rate of dating violence. Mm. 16 to 24. Wow. 16, you're still in high school. That's you know, that's crazy. This is a reality.
Yeah.
This is a reality that we have not only high schoolers, but middle schoolers that are involved in unhealthy relationships. So my question to you, Alex, and my question to you, Gia, is you all are in the schools with kids every week, and you're talking to them about healthy relationships. What are some of the things that they're saying that go on in their relationships that they think is okay, but you're like, uh-uh, hold on, that's a red flag. That is unhealthy.
Checking their partner phone.
I mean, yeah, definitely checking the phones. But I mean, I think it really comes down to that desire for attention, the desire for to be loved. You know, people want, I mean, everyone wants that fairy tale relationship, right? Where you fall in love and live happily ever after. So I think if you have those insecurities, they can get kind of out of control. So we also, you know, it comes down to self-esteem. It comes down to being comfortable with yourself. It comes down to, you know, how much you're putting on a burden on your partner to deal with your own insecurities. But I mean, really, it comes down to that just want, desire to be loved and cared for.
Right. What kind of relationships are you seeing in school, Promise? Like unhealthy relationships, what kind of relationships are you seeing?
Well, for one, I know that, like, so, like, I don't know about, like, a lot, like, most kids, but I know for, like, my friends that kids play fight a lot,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes they take it too far, and, like, one of them is still playing, but the other one isn't, mm-hmm. but they're just kind of like, oh, like, why are you so serious? Like, why are you so sensitive and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of make them feel bad because they're not doing what, like, their, like, partner wanted them to do. And just kind of, I mean, I have one friend who, with their partner, like, their partner's a little bit older than them, but they're still, like, around the same age. But one's out of school and one's still in school. And so when their other partner is busy and they're, like, in college, like, doing, like, their schoolwork and things they need to do, and they can't necessarily pay attention as much as they would want to their younger partner, my friend would, like, kind of get upset because, you know, they don't have those same, like, adult responsibilities, and because of that, now they're, like, mad for no reason, and they're just kind of like, oh, well, they're hanging with this person, they must like them more than they like me, and then, like, they just get really mad for no reason.
You know, speaking of when you talk about play fighting in school, I actually received a DM from someone who was telling me that her granddaughter,
mm-hmm.
And she said that she's a preteen. She was involved in a a violent relationship. She was in a relationship and the young man hit her, hit the granddaughter. And so she was furious. She called the police. And she even went to this young man's house to go talk to his parents and let them know. When the young lady got back to school, her friends blamed her and started calling her a snitch and a crybaby. And she was outcasted for reporting it. And she said that she even heard one of the girls tell her granddaughter, all he did was hit you. You know, so because they, because kids play fight. And I see, when I was working in the schools, I would see it very, very heavy where girls were always hitting boys. That was a really, really big thing.
That's cool. They still having
No, it. I was just in a classroom and I actually had a girl and a guy and they were hitting each other back and forth. And it was like, look, look, this is abuse. This is abuse. This is while I'm educating them on the topic. And I'm like, you're right. This is how it starts. And then this is how it becomes normal. And so that is the issue with them. I think for me, it's mostly they're imitating what they see on social media. So they have the you know, the guys that have multiple women. So then that makes that okay. And they don't realize that that's an unhealthy relationship. And then it's situations where it's like even Amber Rose and Black China with the slut walk. Then it's like the women are taking back their, you know, whatever they're claiming for their fame, but now it's just turning our young girls into over sexualized beings. And that's another unhealthy relationship.
I had a girl in my class say that it's not a, it's not as big of a deal for a girl to hit a guy versus a guy hitting a girl.
Yeah, I hear that.
So
because they think the guys aren't strong enough. Well, the women aren't strong enough to hurt the guy.
Right. Well, a guy isn't supposed to hit you, so I can hit you, so you don't supposed to hit me back.
But then I also, like, with the checking the phones, I hear just as many girls saying that they're checking their guys' phones versus the guys checking the girls' phones. So that it goes both ways.
All right, we're coming back with more.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.